KB4CBA Mobile.
Dave, KB2CBA and 4ZLK.
4ZLK, KB4CBA. And what are you up to today?
I'm just rearranging some stuff in the office, the shack here, and doing a little cleaning and ordering some accessories and getting ready to get moving, get something done today.
Yeah, I'll be moving in about 30 minutes, 28 minutes from now. I'll be out on the tennis court, so I'm really looking forward to that. And did you get in on any of the DX contesting of this weekend?
We had three granddaughters over. They spent the night Friday night. They were here all day Saturday. And yesterday we had we stayed out after church, stayed out, didn't get home till almost 4 o'clock. So the day was practically over by the time we got home.
Until 8, I wasn't on there very long. Well, I say very long, compared to a lot of people. I was on there like an hour and a half, I think, Friday evening, and then, or Saturday evening, I'm sorry. I think I'm getting that right. Yeah. And then last night, and right, it's so funny because you're sitting there, and I was on 40 meters, and man, they were just—I was just hearing people from all over. I mean, it was just all over Europe, and I was just having a blast. And all of a sudden, all the signals went away, and I looked, and it was 8 o'clock, and it was like boom, there's nothing there.
Participated a little bit in a couple at the end, and they just disappear. It's amazing. It's almost like the band shuts down, but it makes you wonder, when we think, oh, the bands aren't opening, if it's just not that there's not anybody on, because how much can be on there, especially 10 meters. You always hear 10 meters is either open or it's not, but when there's a contest, it always seems to be open.
That's true. Most of the time. Oh, man. And I have heard that, 10 meters is better to get on in the morning. And, then as the day wears on, you have to move on down the band. And, go to something else. So, but I did just a little bit of FTA, but most everything I did was sideband. And Dave Ivey, KE4EA. Oh gosh, I hope I got his call right. Anyway, he helped me put up a inverted V, and man, that thing is just incredible.
You had all your trees cut down. I haven't talked to you since you put that up. What is it, an infed inverted V? Is that how it works, or is it like a dipole?
Well, I'm not sure what the first thing you said. It's just a wire we threw up, shot up over my tall oak tree, and then it went over a shorter tree in the neighbor's yard, and so anyway, and it's infed, so I don't know what else to tell you about it, but you can't even see it. When I'm driving up and I'm looking between my neighbor's house and my house, I should be able to see it because, that's just where it is. It's the trees at the left corner, rear corner of the property, but I can't see a thing.
I was asking if it was an N-Fed half-wave or a dipole that was an inverted V. So what's the length of the wire that you run out of that N-Fed?
Oh, God, I knew you was going to ask me that. Well, I think it's 128 feet.
Sounds really close. I have a end fed with 130 foot wire. I think it's 130. That's the way it came. I didn't cut it or tune it or anything. It's just I built the 49:1 box, the Ballon, and then I bought the wire with a little chameleon antenna, and I tried them both out. They're both 49:1. I was building one, and then I ordered that one, thinking, you know, maybe more portable. If we traveled, I could take it with me. And I liked the readings on the SWR. I liked the way it resonated better on the box that I built, so that's the one that I put up in behind my house here.
I purchased a Hustler BTV, 6 BTV vertical, and it was in my backyard. My backyard slopes down, and so, you know, you can't really see it from the road. So, you know, the HOA hasn't spotted it. But anyway, but I'll tell you, this dipole just, I mean, inverted V, it just works great. It works because I can just, on my tuner, I can just flip back and forth, you know, while I'm listening and see the difference in the signal strength, and man, it's just unreal. And we did have to shorten it. You don't cut the wire, but you just fold it over and then run it up against itself. And I think we had to, Dave did the formula for me. I'm glad he was there, because it was 11.6 feet, or 11 feet 6 inches, and so we did that, because at first it didn't do too well, but we did that, man, it just came alive. It was just unreal.
Resonate on any particular bands, and will it work with a tuner on the rest of them?
Use my you know, tuner on the radio to use any of the bands, but I mean, some of them that it tunes like super fast. I mean, it's just like you hit the button and it's tuned. It doesn't have to sit there and go, you know, like sometimes it does. In fact, all the bands are like that, really. Except for it doesn't do 160, but I'm not really interested in 160. I definitely wanted to get back on 80, and I am, and that I'm able to check into the sideband net every night, and I've been missing that point.
Have at 130 feet, it resonates on CW portion, so the 80 meter band. It resonates with no tuner. It's like 1.3, and then on the 40 meter, it resonates. It's right at, it's 1:1, which is perfect on the CW portion. On the rest of the bands, I can tune it down and use it. But I have a dipole type antenna up. I say that because I don't know what it is. I bought it. It was new. It was wrapped up in a package, but it didn't have a name on it. And it works 10 through 40 with a tuner, but it works 20 meters. It resonates on 20 meters almost across the whole band without the tuner. So when I do 20 meters and 10 meters, I flip over to that one. And then, but it does great. I mean, I've made a lot of contacts with it, and just right out the back side of my house here and goes off into the woods. I don't have it as an inverted V. I've thought about trying it that, but it's just, it's like 20 feet off the ground at the where the box is, and then it gets up to about 30 feet at the other end.
I'm not really sure how tall that oak tree is. It's got to be approaching 50 feet, if not, and 50. And then it, you know, of course, one end comes. I have what's called a false chimney. You know, they just box it out and put a pipe in the middle of it. So I just did an eyelet screw and ran it into that frame and tied a piece of, rope that's not affected by sunlight. I can't remember what it's called. And about, I don't know, 5 feet from the house, and then tied the other end onto the vallon and hook my coax up. But I'm borrowing Dave's coax because I didn't have it. I gotta get some so I can get that back to him. KB4CBA.
Dave, I don't know him personally, but I've talked to him on the air. I'm sure he has plenty of coax available. Most of us have extra stuff laying around, so that's good. Anyway, I'll let you go. You're kind of dropping out there, and I got to get busy doing stuff. But I wanted to say hello and hope you have a good day. Good to hear you this morning. I'm glad you got your antenna back up. I know they've been bugging you for a while. KB2CBA. KB4CBA. Sorry, N4ZLK.
This has really been a chore, and if things continue going well with this antenna, I'm just going to put my Hustler BTV 6BTV up. It's practically brand new, and I've got everything, you know, done to it. I mean, I'll even sell it with the rate. All somebody would have to do is be sticking the ground somewhere or into a pole in the ground and, fan out the radials and they'd be ready to go. But enjoy the queue, so thanks for riding along with me. God, I already forgot your call. Sorry. This is KB4CBA Mobile.
4ZLK. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I was listening. I hope you have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.